Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
There is no day of the week whereby you are on leave. Or father of David, are you? No. I mean, is there a day that you will forget you are a father? You'll be reminded immediately by circumstances and conditions. And then automatically you step into the role. But sometimes, there are some fathers who are what we call absentee fathers, who have moved away from home. They are just gone. And they are not at all even aware. I mean, one father went to eat. They were all hungry in the house. He and the children were hungry in the house. The father went to eat, and he left his wife and children in the house. And then when he came back, he had cleaned his mouth, and he came and sat down with them. Oh, there's no food, oh, but he has gone to eat. When the son found out years later, he was so angry at his father that he said, I'll never forgive you. And up to today, I don't know if he has forgiven his father for that betrayal. But you see, that is very unfatherly behavior, because he has laid aside the mantle of the father to become a hungry man also. Now, there are some pastors here, and there are some serious, but we have the assignment of pastoring, the assignment of pastoring and shepherding the flock God has given us. The crusade we had was a revelation to me that some of us may not having fully grasped the duty shepherding. And by the grace of God, Bishop has broken it down for PVCI so that we know these four areas are the major areas that you as a pastor or as a shepherd, it must be always, or it should be always mindful of these four things. There should never be a time when you say, oh, put the Bible aside and let's talk. I mean, how can you talk like that? Put the Bible aside and let's go and find money. Put the Bible aside. No, it's always relevant to us. So these four areas, PVCI, they are our core life characteristics. Okay. Yeah. It means that if you are here this evening, as a matter of natural behavior, you pray. You pray. Okay? Number two, with that, you see, if number two, you visit, you are concerned about people's lifestyles and life situation. Number three, you teach. There must be, it's like teaching is not only from the pulpits. Anytime you meet two or three persons, I mean, they should call you also in your class. Because any chance you get, or Charlie, this thing, Bible says, are you there always Bible? That is my nature. That is how, cannot be that you are sitting here and when we come to your church or to your work, I'm looking for Pastor Henry. You say, Pastor Henry, I know Dr. Henry, I don't know Pastor Henry. Is he a pastor? Look, if there's any surprise or shock that we come and look for you, and it's like, you, this guy, white walai, hey, he's a pastor. No. Something is very wrong. Are we understanding? Yeah. And it's like, when somebody comes to find you with a microphone preaching, they say, hey, you know Bible verse? You know John 3:16? Hey, what is, they are shocked because there is no sign of this pastoral teaching in your life outside. It's not I don't have a pulpit. As for a pulpit, it's hard to get to. Or you haven't noticed? How many have noticed it's hard to get a pulpit? Very, very hard. Even pastors must wait their turn before something will happen, then you come and get a pulpit. So if that was the key, getting a pulpit is the key to preaching and teaching and counseling, then you are excused. Because, I mean, look at the queue. There's me, then Reverend William, then Pastor Henry, before Akwesi, and then when will he come to you? When will he come to you? It will get to you now. Amen. This evening, I want to highlight interaction, because I feel that it has been downplayed and ignored in our thinking. It has been, I mean, it's almost PVC. It's almost like that. PVC is what is important. And then the I is the fourth bond, the last bond. It's not important. Since I got here, you have come. The I is not important. It's like somebody can just do prayer, visitation, counseling, and then you are a pastor. No. The I, the interaction is very important. And so I want us to look at what it is. And let me try and describe it in another way. Okay? The interaction ability of a pastor is your power to engage. When I say engage, I don't mean engagement, going to marry somebody. No. I don't know why Shadrach is thinking like that. Engagement. It is Shadrach and George. It is when it interacts, when they come to engage, is to have an interaction, have a discourse, be able to do something back and forth with another person. Be engaged, to be how for engage is interact. What are that? Is there a third word? Engage, interact. Is there a third word? Because pardon? Communicate. Okay, we use interaction. Engage. It's engaged. Yeah, it's engaged. Yeah. Amen. So when we talk about interaction and engagement, let me add another description, which is radical. Understand the ultimate purpose of interaction. It is to control. When I say control, you see, we often see control as a negative word. Somebody is controlling me. It means that he's making me do what he wants. And I'm not free. And I'm under pressure. You know, that is exactly what we are actually trying to do. We are trying to control people. In what sense? In the sense that few people actually want God. Very few people are keen and in love with God. Most people are just casual church members and are just passing through. But what we are trying to do is we are trying to change them. And control means I will make you do what I like, not what you like. That's control. You understand? I will modify your behavior so that you are doing what now, not what you want. What you want actually is to go home on Sunday morning and sleep. That is your desire. What you want is to keep all your money in your purse and offering time, give nothing. That is what you want. What you want is you get to be happy, enjoy life, and do what you like. But what I want is that you must live a certain kind of life, die, and go to heaven. That's what I want. That's not what you want. But my aim now is to modify and change your behavior so that you do what I want. And that's control. Amen. I hope we are getting it. So interaction is the steps that we take to get to that place of changing somebody's mind to do do what we want and not what he does. Hallelujah. And let me give you number one. It is probably the most important of non-pulpit activity, because the pulpit here is with what purpose? To change you. The pulpit's preaching is to change you and give you knowledge. So the second activity apart from the pulpit preaching that is also aimed at changing people is interaction. That's the second. Prayer is different. Out of prayer is appealing to God for his intervention. So preaching from here, what I'm trying to do is to change you and give you knowledge about something. It is interaction. It's the same thing at a personal level. So when you are interacting, you're actually preaching to a church of one. I hope you get it. And also, it is a way of personal contact with people you don't know yet. It is a personal contact you don't know yet. Amen. So I want us to see how important this thing is. And then going to John chapter 1. You know, when you see Jesus met Simon, John chapter 1 verse 42. Jesus, or even John 4, was walking by the seaside and he met some people. Let's read this one. John chapter 1 verse 42. And Andrew is Simon's brother. And Andrew brought him to Jesus. When Jesus met him, beheld is old English. You don't say, hey, I beheld. No, nobody will mind if you can talk beheld now. You'll be by yourself. You know, it is old English. When Jesus met them, he said, you are Simon. Calling him by name. Making an effort to not to go, hello. I mean, do you feel you're a person when you are called, hello, Mr. Man, director, boss, chief, lawyer, manager? Do you feel, we have made it look glorious. We have made it look glorious by using high titles to somebody who's unemployed. Calling him all these titles. Why is that? It's just a way, we don't know, there's nothing else to do. Amen. If we had known his name, that's the best, most respectful thing to do. Call him by name. But we don't know. All those accolades, all those things to call him. But when Jesus met Simon, he called him by name. You are Simon. Yeah, and I'll call you Peter. This is John chapter 1. This man who we met in chapter 1, that interaction, he stayed with Jesus up until the cross. Everybody ran away. He didn't run far. He just ran to the gate and came back again. He ran for all the rest, ran away to the bush. He went to Apromasi, the Romia Brad. They all scattered. Only Peter went to the gate and came back because he had a personal relationship with Jesus. Like, I met him. Then it's like, oh, we met on the street. And then the person started talking to him. He engaged with him. Hallelujah. And that had a long lasting effect on the person. Amen. That's it. You see, if you are looking at our church members, I don't know. Many of our church members, how many can say they are not serious? They are not serious. Yeah, our church members, they can easily, for no reason, not come. No serious reason. They can be there. Today, we are going to call all those who should be here who are not here. You will hear the reasons. Oh, I went to work. I came late. Oh, no petrol. No water. No light. You will hear the reasons why people are not here on a regular, consistent basis. You will hear. The word is frivolous excuses, which, if you think about it, it doesn't make sense. But it's because there is no glue holding them together. Hallelujah. Are you listening? So this gift, and I want it to be a lifestyle, not to be an instruction as a way. No, it should be a lifestyle such that anytime at all you encounter anybody, anywhere, anybody, it becomes an interaction. You sit by somebody on the bus to Accra, interaction. You are sitting by a co-passenger in a trot, front seats, two fronts, It's you and the person. Interaction. You start talking. It will become a natural way of living your life. Hallelujah. Such that nobody will ever have to tell you, go and talk to that person. I was doing a crusade. That was my job. I would tell somebody, talk to that person. You, talk to that person. You, talk to that person. That was my job, going around. You know why? Because you were all standing there not talking to anybody. True or correct? You're all standing there enjoying the program. We didn't come to enjoy the program. We came to work. We didn't come to be a part of the onlookers. We are the gatherers. Hallelujah. And so I want us to have this interaction mode permanently activated in our lives, such that anywhere it is, we are on alert. And you say, oh, okay, so the next crusade, I'll be very serious to do interaction. Tell them, no. You're sleeping. The next crusade. No. Look, the next time you must activate interaction is the next service. It's the next service. Then, because a lot of us, I will tell you something. If you go to a church for the first time and you know nobody there, likely you'll go again. Because you'll be there and you'll be shocked that nobody will mind you. Most churches. And the serious churches, the active churches, are where somebody will come and mind you. And that person who comes to mind you often is somebody who, that's his job. That he's a greeter or he's a minder of people. I went to the church in Singapore. Hey, look, when you take 1-2, somebody will greet you. 1-2, somebody will greet you. I mean, they were everywhere, at the entrance, in the hall, at the doors, everywhere you go. Look, you cannot move any distance before somebody will greet you with a nice smile. Do you think that's how our church is? Not at all like that. Yeah. And our church, it is even worse, because you will find that this man and this woman are talking. This man and this man and this man are talking. And this man and this man are talking. And you are sitting here alone. As if they don't like you. As if they don't like you. And then you find that, Charlie, make I come out. Because what am I doing here? I'm not wanted. I don't feel welcome. I don't belong to this place. Everybody is gathering. And because there's nobody to interact with the people who are either new or fairly new, they never make the deep that will make them permanently connected. Hallelujah. They don't. They just become loose like that. Let me give you 6 things you must do to become, or 5-7 things you must do to become a permanently interacting person. Pastoral material. Amen. Are you listening? Number one, it must be a conscious effort. It means that from today, this is how I am. I wonder who here this morning, when you woke up, somebody told you to go and bath. I wonder, is anybody like that? But there are some people, children like that. If you don't say go and bath, they'll keep quiet too. We are all quiet. And then in the evening, 6 o'clock, hey, have you bathed? They say, oh, I'm going to bath. Do you know why? Because nobody said it. Nobody brought it up. The most important element about this interaction thing is that from today, it must be your decision. It must be something which you must agree with me. I said about changing minds there. You must agree with me that if there is no engagement and there's no interaction with people, we are not keeping them. We will have people who come. Those who stay are those who choose to stay by their own decision. They didn't stay because of you. They came because they want God and they felt God here And by their own decision, they stayed. They didn't stay because it's a nice church. Nobody came to them. They stayed. And that is what happens in our churches. So we have just a few serious people who stay. And all the babies who we should have kept, we lose. Because our midwife talents are very shabby and very shallow. So number one, it must be a decision that you take. Amen. You must decide in your heart from today, I am, interaction is my lifestyle. It means that I am going, as you sit here, there should be always a scanner on in your mind. Okay. And the scanner is, who here is new? Or who here I don't? That should be your default setting. When you enter a place, who is there anybody here who is new? Is there anybody here who is sitting by himself? Is there anybody here who looks alone and forgotten? If there is, maybe there are pastors here and there are other senior people here. But if there's any person like that, I am going to him. So a person with this attitude, when you enter a service and service is on, you stand up at a point, you look and scan, and you say, okay, I see a man at the back who is alone. This man is my target. This man is my target. Nobody has sent you. Nobody has said anything at you. You yourself, sitting in the church, looking around, has noticed that these two are here. There's one man alone. This is my target. So, number one, it must be that it is my own decision. If that one is not there, please forget it, because you cannot sustain the continuous sending out, go and talk to somebody. You can't sustain it. If it is not from within, there's no engine that will drive you to go and be able to continually people, because it's a work. There's no engine. Do you understand? So, number one, it must be inside you. Number two, everybody matters. Everybody matters. Because human beings, we are inherently selective. We choose. We select. We have our... Everybody has what he likes and what he doesn't like. True or not true? So, if you come to food, I like fufu, I like kenke, I like rice, I like jollof, I like chicken, I like pork. Everybody... There is almost everybody who likes something. That's how we are. So when it comes to people, to everybody here likes something. Okay? Or it's not true. Great. So when it comes to interaction, you must not like. It must be that there is no selection. Because if you select fair, straight away, you know, when it comes to selection, straight away, we start looking for our type. This is selection. You start looking for your type. And you'll be amazed that, number one, there are few like you, actually, in the world. Yeah, there are not many. There are few like you. And when you look around and see, okay, is there anybody here like me? Then you check. Someone like me. Then it's like, Charlie, I will not bother to talk to them. They're not my type. Oh, it's not the case. They're not my type. But that is exactly it. Because your type, everybody, your type is quite rare. Because you are a type. You are a certain kind of type. You say, oh, we are all the guys. Yeah, no problem. You can say we are all the guys. But when we start talking, there's a very big difference between you and you. No, we all Ashantis. No problem. All Ashantis. But when we start to discuss, you are Ashanti from the village. You are Ashanti from Kumasi. There's a difference. There's a difference. You are an Ashanti who was brought up by his grandmother. And you are an Ashanti brought up by your uncle who is Wafa, who is quite rich. There's a difference. You all become different. So when you start to look at my type, you suddenly find that your type doesn't exist.
It's only shades of me.
Amen. And so do not think of who is like, yes, look, who can I interact with? Don't bother about, look, say, oh, okay, education, background, we use schooling, we'll try and find everything. You'll be amazed that we begin to find so many different, try and find so else. My type is rare. And do you know what happens? If by chance you find your type, what happens? You always go there. If by chance I find that me and somebody, we are very similar, same background, international, went to international school, went to Germany for holidays, when we came, my mother went to France for last summer, then we are very similar. Suddenly, all the Ghanaians who don't go to anywhere are out. We, the international, Germany, France people, we just sit down and we chat every time. Amen. You cut out everybody. Yeah. So if selection is pops up a little bit in your heart, I'm conscious of anything, you are filled. Amen. Everybody matters. Number three, your aim is to make everybody feel happy. That's the aim. Everybody is welcome. That's the, if you have ever been sad before, remember that sadness every Sunday you are in church. Understand? If you have ever gone to a place where they didn't mind you and you were alone, remember that feeling. Always, every Sunday, pull out that card and hold it in front of your eye, then go to church. Then you remember that there are others like this person feeling like you, how you felt in the house that day. And how you felt, I won't come back. It's the same way they are feeling, they won't come back. And how you felt, these people are selfish. It's the same way they are thinking, you are selfish. It's the same way. Because what you felt is what they are feeling. But you have forgotten, you have suppressed it. You have cut it aside. So you have to remember how you felt. How many have been sad before in a meeting where nobody minded you? In a class, in a meeting. You remember the feeling. You remember the feeling. So every Sunday, bring it out again. Every Sunday, bring it out again. And then every Sunday, just remind yourself, hey, somebody here is feeling my feeling. How you said that this church, they don't care. They are proud. All of them are proud people doing what they like. Proud. And that same way, somebody is looking at you and saying, you are proud doing what you... Are you happy that this... That's that definition. Are you happy? Yeah, but that's what you're... Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 112 75. God bless you.